This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. On today's show, how to take the next steps to lightening your physical and emotional loads through forgiveness, and how and why to go from tumbleweed to deeply rooted tree. Also, from the perspective of having felt good in my body, all is well. And then I thought, well, what could this possibly mean that my weight is up 2 pounds, especially when I was feeling really good last month? That's not fair. You ever heard that? Heard yourself say that to yourself? That's not fair. It's not fair. I've been good. Only a naked heart can see that all around us, each clump of grass, every leaf, twig, stone, and flower, is a blazing torch, incandescent with the one fire which has no name except I am. And then if you were to really get into their heads, if you were to take a moment and get into their heads to discover what their intent was in doing that behavior, I wonder what you might discover. I remember, I think it was from the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, but I'm not sure, and please feel free to let me know if I'm wrong here. But that great quote that says, "You can't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes." Let's go ahead and drop inside. Take a moment to become present with you, noticing that you're dedicating this time from your day to this journey. And you've done so for a reason. There's something that you're wanting that you don't have at this moment. So let's open up, open our hearts and our minds to receive what it is that we've been lacking or wanting. Go ahead and drop inside even further now as you listen to the sound of my voice, aware of your breath and your breathing, noticing what you see around you. Allow yourself to drop inside even more deeply now, becoming present to your experience, your physical experience. How does your body feel right now? Becoming present to your emotional experience. Where are you emotionally in this moment? Are you happy or sad? Feeling energized or relaxed? Perhaps there's some stress or strain, some tension or tightness that you'd like to release. And go ahead and on your next out-breath, allow that to drain from you. Just simply allow any tension or tightness, any stress and strain, to drain right out of you, to pour out of you. And as you feel your muscles softening and your breathing relaxing, perhaps, take a moment to consider what you'd like to get out of today's episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. Take a moment to consider what you would like to add to where you are. Perhaps it's simply a reminder, of how far you've already come and how good you feel. Or perhaps there's another step forward that you're ready to take now. Whatever it is, open up to it. I talk so much about there always being something to learn. You may recall from the episodes on plateaus, on the role of plateaus in our journey, that there's always something to learn where we are. And I want to share with you a story from my recent experience. This last month, I weigh myself, by the way, once a month. And this last month, I was feeling very relaxed and at ease around food, and all was well, no worries at all, feeling good in my body. And then I stepped on the scale to just check in as I do on a monthly basis. And in fact, lo and behold, I was up. I was up in weight 2 pounds. And I thought, that doesn't make any sense. How can this be? I've been relaxed. I'm not aware of overeating. I've been exercising, eating good food. All seemed to be well. How can it be that I'm up 2 pounds? And I felt a little bit of that old energy back, that old energy spring to life, which was, oh, I don't like to be up 2 pounds. Oh my goodness, that's bad, 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 Renee. And as the first glimmers of that occurred, I thought, oh my goodness, how silly. I thought that was long gone. I'm really not ready for this. I don't want that. And I thought, well, let me think about this from another perspective. Well, first off, 2 pounds is well within my range of weights that I like to be. It's well within my comfort zone of weights. It's all good. No one would ever look at me and notice that I was up 2 pounds. So from that perspective, all is well. Also from the perspective of having felt good in my body, all is well. And then I thought, well, what could this possibly mean that my weight is up 2 pounds, especially when I was feeling really good last month? That's not fair. You ever heard that? Heard yourself say that to yourself? That's not fair. It's not fair. I've been good. And I thought, ah, I know. Immediately I knew when I asked the right question of what is there to learn here, immediately I knew the answer. And the answer was, yes, this is an opportunity for me to accept myself at an even deeper level in the face of a bounce up in weight. I'm actually really good at accepting myself at a slim weight, aren't we all? We're really good at accepting ourselves when our weight is down. And so what's the teaching there? What's the lesson? What's the learning there? Not a whole lot. The learning is when our weight is up a little bit. And so my weight was up a couple pounds, and I said, you know, I think that this is a call for me to take my self-acceptance to a deeper level, to really appreciate and accept my body as it is today. And in fact, that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been just sinking into my body and accepting it and loving it as it is today at this weight. I encourage you to consider the same. If you find that your weight is up a little bit, how about simply asking yourself that question, what is there to learn here? And then allowing yourself to go to an even deeper level of acceptance. Because I guarantee you, you'll go to a deeper level accepting yourself at a weight that you do not consider ideal than you will accepting yourself at a weight that you do, because it's more of a challenge. For years, we've thought, oh, all will be well when. I think I talked recently about my friend Heather Dominick's phrase, the myth of arrival, the myth that all will be well when we are slim, when we have what we want. How about all being well right now in this moment? How about that for a concept? So as you continue to become present and aware of yourself and settle into your body, I'd like to invite you to bring your energy down in your body. Bring it down. Imagine your energy coming down through your head, down through your neck and your body, through your heart center. Imagine it going all the way down through the soles of your feet into the earth, into the floor below you, and whatever is between you and the earth. Perhaps there are several stories, perhaps there's construction or concrete. Allow your energy to go down. Send your energy down, down, deep into the earth. Imagine that energy and feel the stability that that provides. Feel the stability of sending your energy down into the earth, the cool, grounding energy of the earth. Imagine that. Some of my clients have the experience where something goes badly in their lives. I've certainly been there myself as well. Something goes badly and you feel like you're just buffeted about by the winds of life. And I call it being a tumbleweed. It's like being a tumbleweed. When the wind blows, you blow with it. And the wind blows the other way and off you go in the other direction. There's nothing that grounds you, that keeps you centered. And so what I encourage you to do, what I invite you to do, if you've experienced tumbleweed living, to ground yourself by imagining that rather than being the tumbleweed, you are like the great tree. The great tree whose roots go deep and wide into the earth, providing stability so that when the winds blow, yes, they rustle through your leaves and you bend and bow with the wind, and yet you are kept stable and steady by your root system that goes deep into the earth, pulling resources and nutrients and cool earth energy into your body as you release toxins through the rest of your body. Imagine that. Imagine having that kind of stability when emotional upsets, when the ups and downs of life come your way, to feel deeply rooted into the earth rather than like a tumbleweed blown about. On that note, I'd like to share a poem with you by an Australian poet named Veronica Littleton. It's called Sacred Ground. We are standing on sacred ground. Let our hearts take off their shoes and come bare, trembling with awe, into the presence which burns too bright and too close for ordinary vision. Only a naked heart can see that all around us, each clump of grass, every leaf, twig, stone, and flower is a blazing torch, incandescent with the one fire which has no name except I am. And only a naked heart can know that it too is a burning bush. All of us caught in the one fire, we are, burning into I am, brighter than a galaxy of suns. Words cannot contain the moment, but let's take with us the feeling of awe and wonder. In this sacred place, we feel we may never wear shoes again. I was really touched by that poem when I heard it, and I wanted to share it with you. I'll post it on the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee. Feel free to share your comments there. It's actually time for us to take a break now. And when we come back, I want to delve deeper into that selfish notion of forgiveness. And I'm wondering if you did make that list, if you did your homework and made that list of those people that you carry grudges or resentment or anger or hurt about, because we're about to transform that list, transform that load into a lightness that perhaps you haven't experienced before. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
We're back now. Before the break, we were going into a deep place of grounding, imagining that we had roots that went deep and wide into the earth that pulled up cool earth energy and resources so that as the winds of life come our way, we feel grounded and stable and centered. And now I'd like to talk with you more about that very selfish notion that I introduced in the last episode, the notion of forgiveness that is traditionally thought of as a very selfless thing to do. And we think, oh, yes, you know, I should forgive. I know that. I know that the Bible talks about it, or my religion talks about it, or people say I should do it, but humbug, I don't want to do it because that person really did me wrong. And I think that's fine if the person doesn't deserve to be forgiven, because quite honestly, it really doesn't matter if they deserve it or not, because who carries the load of your anger and resentment? Who suffers but ourselves? We're the ones that suffer. We're the ones that carry that load, which can be a literal load of excess weight on our bodies. So if you knew that by forgiving those that have offended you or upset you, that you could release that load, would that change your opinion on forgiveness? Who cares if they deserve it or not, really? Because that's not the essence of forgiveness. Or is it? Let's think about this for a moment. I invite you to consider the concept of positive intent. I'd like you to take a moment to consider the notion that behind every behavior that every human being does is a positive intent. Now, that may sound crazy because you think, gosh, what about some of the really awful things that people do, like murder, like rape, like stealing, breaking and entering? Let's think about some of those horrible things that people do. Can there possibly be a positive intent behind those behaviors? And I would say, well, of course there is. There's absolutely a positive intent, because if someone kills someone, what might they be trying to get for themselves? Well, maybe they're trying to relieve their own anger, resentment, fear. They're somehow trying to make themselves feel better, and somewhere along the way, they got a really crazy, screwed up notion that by killing someone, it would work. They think, oh, well, you are the source of my problem, so if I kill you, then I'll be better. The behavior is horrendous. The behavior is inexcusable. And yet the intent behind it of feeling better is actually a positive intent. The intent behind it is positive. The execution, pardon the word, the way that they carry out, the means by which they are attempting to get their good feelings are really very, very bad and do not work in society. But the intent behind the behavior is actually good. Now, what if we just presupposed, as they do in neurolinguistic programming, that behind every behavior that every person ever does is a positive intent? We're all just trying to feel good. Sometimes we use behaviors that work really well, and sometimes we use behaviors that don't work so well. Using drugs is a great example. People use drugs because they believe that those drugs will make them feel good. How about food? We use food because we believe that it will make us feel good, at least for the moments that we are engaged in eating it. We think, ah, if I get to eat that, then I'll feel good. If I have the sweets, if I have the chips, if I have the cake, then I'll get to feel good. So the intent, the deep intent, is actually positive. All we want to do is feel good. We want to feel good now, as a matter of fact. So the positive intent is there. Now let's think about someone who has offended us. If you've made that list, or if you can think of someone right now that you resent or are angry at or carry some sort of grudge at that person, and you think what they did is just unforgivable, really, really bad. I just cannot forgive them. And then if you were to really get into their heads, if you were to take a moment and get into their heads, to discover what their intent was in doing that behavior, I wonder what you might discover. I remember, I think it was from the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, but I'm not sure, and please feel free to let me know if I'm wrong here. But that great quote that says, "You can't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes." Of course, you actually can judge someone. The problem is that you may make a judgment that is unfair or based on inadequate information, perhaps. With my father, for example, who I shared in the last episode, was both an alcoholic and a workaholic. And I was very hurt by his behavior of spending very little time with me when I was growing up, and by being emotionally unavailable, and when he was emotionally present, he was moody and erratic and could be very mean at times. And so I was carrying this anger and resentment around with me until I actually wrote him a letter. I wrote him a letter about what I was upset about, and we sat down after I'd written the letter and he had read it. We sat down and he shared with me his perspective. Now, that was really fascinating for me. It turns out that my father had been brought up in Depression-era poverty in Baltimore. So my father was brought up in really abject poverty. They couldn't pay their rent. They moved from place to place. There wasn't enough to eat oftentimes. He didn't have any parents around. And he said to me that, now I had no role models, Renee, but when I had my own family, I decided that the very most important thing that I could do was provide for them. I thought to myself, they will never be hungry. They will always have more than enough. That's what I set my mind to because that was my highest value. And so he set himself to working like crazy to make sure that he provided for us. And in fact, he was successful at doing that. And the alcohol really was a means of coping with some of the pain from his childhood. Now, when I understood from his perspective why he had behaved the way that he behaved, suddenly my heart opened to him. Suddenly I was no longer able to judge him in the way that I had judged him before. And my resentment and my anger began to melt away and open up to compassion and understanding. And we created a bond through that conversation that I didn't even think was possible before then. So my invitation to you between now and the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss is to consider the perspectives, the intent of the people or person who you have your anger or resentment against. Just consider it. You might want to do some writing about it. And on the next episode, I will take you through a guided journey to really, truly put yourself in the other person's shoes. I'll take you through a guided journey to open up to their perspective in a way that perhaps you hadn't done before and see what might open up, what might occur from that place, what you might release from your psyche, from your mind, and from your body. That brings us to the end of the show today. Thank you for being present. As you know, you will get so much more out of this journey than what you put in, but you must put in to get out. Research clearly shows that joining together with others is a powerful way to increase the probability of your success in reaching your goals. So I encourage you to join the Yahoo group. You can access the Yahoo group through the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee. There are well over 800 members right now. Another way to show your support for this show is to go to iTunes and cast your vote, give your 5-star review for Inside Out Weight Loss. That propels the show to be featured at higher levels on the iTunes website, which helps me help more people end the weight struggle and share their soul's gifts. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. There is loads of great content to feed your mind, body, and spirit.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.